If you're looking for a federal job, you're in luck. Tomorrow, the Partnership for Public Service is holding its largest ever job fair right here in Washington. 80 federal agencies will be attending. John Palguda is the Vice President for Policy at the Partnership. He joins us with details on the job fair. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Tom and Amy.
Good to have you on. So tell us about the fair. Where is it and who's going to be there?
It's going to be at the National Building Museum in downtown D.C. That's at 401 F Street and Northwest. And there's going to be a ton of people there. We're going to have representatives from over 80 federal departments, agencies, and organizations. And we've got over 5,000 job seekers already registered. This is free, but we ask folks to just go online and let us know they're coming. I'm guessing by the end of the day tomorrow, we're going to have seen well over 6,000 folks come by. The time, it's a very compact period, so it's 3 p.m. to 7 p.m., National Building Museum. Now, this job fair is something that we've been doing every summer for the last 8 years. It's geared towards entry-level jobs and internships. We know every summer in D.C., the city is filled with young folks who are here for internships, you know, taking a break, you know, during semesters at school or something. So although anybody is entitled and welcome to come by tomorrow, most of the agencies there will be prepared to talk about their entry-level jobs or their paid internships for during the year or next summer. So that's the focus. It's a great event. Every year, you know, it's been larger, more agencies participating, and more people coming by.
I don't think it's terribly unusual that a lot of people are coming by, considering the economic. But what you said that I thought was really interesting is more than 80 agencies and offices and federal entities are going to be there. Is that, number one, unusually high? Is that some sort of record? And number two, what does that say about the need for more people at these agencies?
It's the largest number of federal organizations that we've had. And what it means in part, Amy, is that there are over 50,000 entry-level jobs that these agencies have to fill over the next 12 months. And about 60,000 temporary internships that will be filled over the next month. Now, these are jobs across the country. You know, many of them will be here in D.C., but these are jobs, you know, all over the country and in some cases the world. So it does mean that agencies have substantial hiring needs. Let me hasten to add, you know, they're going to have many, many people interested in those jobs. So it's still a very highly competitive situation. So folks should not be coming, you know, expecting to walk in and be handed a job, but they will get some good information, a chance to talk to some agency representatives. There's a lot of information about this on a dedicated website called MakingTheDifference.org. Not making a difference, but makingthedifference.org. If you go onto that website, you can register for the job fair. Again, it's free. It's 3 to 7 p.m. tomorrow. We just ask that you let us know that you're going to come by. There's a lot of other information in terms of what agencies are going to be there. It's a huge alphabet list, or soup, of agencies. There's lots of different jobs. We have a listing of some of the jobs. They're technical, they're entry level, they're, as I said, they're internships. And if you haven't been to the National Building Museum, it's a cool building. It's one of these old government buildings with a high ceiling atrium. So a lot of great information, and it's all about connecting some great government organizations with some great talent.
Yeah, it's the old pension building. We're speaking with John Palguda, Vice President for Policy at the Partnership for Public Service. And John, will there any agencies be there that can offer expedited hiring? You said there, you know, not everyone should expect to walk out with a job, but in recent years, some of the fairs have featured agencies that can give you a conditional employment offer right there on the spot, and then you got to have your drug test and so forth. But will any agencies be doing that?
Well, Tom, you know that every agency is trying to expedite the hiring process. So there's probably not going to be a whole lot that are going to be making on-the-spot hires. I mean, there's going to be long lines of folks who are, you know, submitting resumes and lining up to talk to folks. But I think a lot of those organizations are not going to, you know, expect to sit on these applications for months. They're going to, you know, go to try to screen through them and get back to people fairly quickly. So not a lot of on-the-spot hiring, but I think you're going to see this is going to be a good test for agencies in terms of are they able to speed up the hiring process a bit.
How do people get involved? Let's just go ahead and bottom line it, because there are going to be some people out there who are listening saying, oh, I didn't know about this, and I want to join the throng of 6,000 people who want to get involved in this.
Go to makingthedifference.org. Website. There's and look for the job fair. There's a big notice right on the left-hand side of that page. And, you know, register to come on by. You know, bring your resumes with you. Take a look. Be prepared. Again, this is focused on entry-level and internships, but anybody's welcome. And
don't dress like a slob either, right?
Yeah.
Don't dress like a slob.
We have questions and answers, and one thing that says is basically dress nice. you know, it'll be, if it's a warm day, you don't have to necessarily have suit and tie, but yeah, you should look presentable.
John Palguta with that sage wisdom. He's the Vice President for Policy Partnership for Public Service, talking to us about tomorrow's job fair. John, it's always a pleasure. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Amy and Tom.